Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan coming at you from a chilly yet glorious sunny central part of the United States. Today we're talking about five mindset tips to keep your small business successful. According to the Small Business Administration, small businesses employ more people overall than the nation's mega employers. Add to that the latest figures that show small businesses create 75% of the net new jobs in our economy, and you can see how important small businesses are. Small business owners have a very challenging job. Many owners go into an industry because it matches their passion or is something that they're really good at. What many startup business owners don't realize at first is that it takes a lot more than being good in a particular field to successfully run a business. Most of the time, small business owners need to wear many hats: visionary, product developer, marketer, bookkeeper, secretary, janitor even, and more. Overwhelm is easily around most corners. So, here are five thoughts to help you minimize that stress. 1. Develop a team. Even the most organized business owners need help. That can come in the form of employees or outsourced help. You can't be an expert in everything, and if you try, you'll lose focus on why you started your business in the first place. Make sure that you have a team of knowledgeable people to help you run your business. It's worth the expense to have it done right the first time. The smartest business leaders find people that are smarter than them in various areas to help them successfully complete all of their tasks. 2. Write your processes down. Small businesses can sometimes turn into big businesses. Did you know that Ford and Apple started out as small, home-based businesses? Make sure that you're ready for growth and that your company may experience. Review the processes and procedures that everyone in your organization performs, and then write them down. By writing them down, you'll be able to see any gaps or improvement areas that need to be addressed. Also, having written procedures and policies ensure consistency. Now, if you're not sure how to do that or if you'd like some help, contact us. That's an area we help our clients all of the time. 3. Take care of yourself. Burnout is easy to achieve when you run a small business. Make sure that you take time for yourself. The most successful business owners ensure that they take vacations and time off to recharge. Now, as a small business owner myself, I realize how difficult that is to do. It is so easy to say, I'll write this one last report, I'll do this one last thing. This one last thing comes up all the time, and you end up not taking time for yourself. It's important. If you don't take care of you and you get sick, who's going to take care of your business? 4. Schedule the strategic. Business owners often feel like they're firefighters rather than business owners. While there's usually an adrenaline rush in solving the urgent issues, it's not a very effective way to run your business. Make sure that you have time scheduled in your week for strategic activities such as client relationship management or product development, future planning or marketing. Treat that time as a client commitment and do not allow other things to get scheduled over top of it. By taking the time weekly to plan, you'll have fewer fires to put out and a well-oiled business. 5. Evaluate where you need to get organized. Occasionally, take some time to review how you're spending your time and how you're using your space. Do you need an organization overhaul? Ask yourself the following questions. How many hours a week am I working? Am I spending the time I want on non-work-related activities? How do I feel at the end of the day? Do I enjoy what I'm doing? How often am I interrupted at work? What time does my workday end? How do I tackle a new project? How quickly can I find a filed document? Is my in-basket overflowing? How do I handle fires or urgent items that come up? How do I plan my day? Do I have an effective client relationship system? Has the disorganization caused me a client? Or lastly, be as honest as you can with yourself as you ask these questions above. You may be surprised what you learn. I love to hear how you're doing, so comment in the comments section and fill me in on your ideas. As always, to your success. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or any other way that you'd like. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie signing off.